Page 123. 3. Listening and speaking. Reviving a dying language. C. The students repeat some of the ideas in the article on page 122, but use different forms of the words. Listen again and write the missing words.
Okay. Last week we looked at endangered languages. Some languages have only a few thousand or even a few hundred speakers, and we saw that social changes and economic factors were the main causes of a language dying. If a language dies, people may lose cultural knowledge and their sense of identity. So, should people whose languages are dying do something about it?
So, is language revival possible? Well, you have to start in elementary school. If young children learn the language, you can probably save it. If it's not part of their education, then it may become extinct.
Yes, but can you force people to learn a language? In countries where that happens, young people often reject the language. For them, it's just another difficult school subject. Consequently, they see it in terms of lessons and exams, not as part of their daily life. You have to give them a reason to use the language.
Like what, for example?
Well, maybe there could be opportunities for homestay visits for kids in areas where families speak the language, or summer camps, that kind of thing.
That might work, you know, but it shouldn't be mandatory. Like you said, people often hate the things they have to do, and that's no good when you're trying to preserve something.
No, you have to give people a choice, but it's still a good idea.
It makes the language real, at least, not just a school subject.
Okay, but how do you make the language part of people's everyday lives? What about giving it official status on street signs and notices and in public documents? Then there's technology. Last week, we looked at Wales, where they have pop music radio stations in Welsh and a Welsh TV channel and Welsh websites and so on. Because of this positive approach to technology, people see and hear the language all around them. Can this exposure to a language help, do you think?
Yeah, what happened in Wales was good, because that seemed to work. I mean, using it in the media so much.
Yes, it was successful.
I agree, but you still need to be careful. For example, the media might be using the language, but they often use it to promote Western-style culture, like pop music, as you just mentioned. Some of us might not want Western-style pop music and TV shows, even if they're in our local language. We need to preserve our culture, too.
So there's a downside to modern technology?
Well, it tends to globalize everything. The growth of English is inevitable, you know, as a world language, partly because of technology.
Yes, but you could offer people music and TV shows based around their cultures.
Yes, you could. That's true. On the other hand, globalization is a powerful force. You know, globalization threatens languages and cultures. You can't protect languages, really. In my opinion, anyway.